Bismuth. Bismuth was known since the 15th century, but it was confused with other minerals such as lead, since it's a major and even essential component of several minerals. Bismuth is usually extracted as a secondary element from lead, copper, tin, silver, and gold ores. In 1753, Claude Geoffroy the Young, a French chemist, successfully proved that bismuth was a distinct mineral and not a variant of lead. So I am the bismuth. Among other properties, a high level of magnetism, poor heat conductivity, and a relatively low melting point, especially when mixed with tin and lead. I'm, however, considered the least toxic of the heavy metals. I form in hydrothermal rocks and pegmatites. There are different points of view regarding the origin of my name. Some believe that it comes from the German Weiße Masse, meaning a white mass. The interpretation is based on the fact that I appear in nature as a brittle white mineral with a light pink color. Others consider that my name comes from the Arabic. I have long been confused with antimony, to the point that I borrowed my name from the Arabic word bil-ithmid, meaning close to antimony. I'm also known to have a wide range of industrial uses, including alloys, glass, ceramic, pipes, firewalls, and bullets, as well as cosmetics such as lipstick and nail varnish. Pharmaceutical uses of bismuth are known from centuries, and it was the main component of stomach remedies and burn ointments. I'm usually found in Germany, Mexico, Bolivia, Peru, and especially China.